Khalida Toumi was a young girl in 1969 when her hometown, Algiers, was briefly transformed into the continent's culture capital. That first Pan-African culture festival made a lasting impression. Today, as Algeria's culture minister, she's organizing a recreation of that magnificent event in cooperation with the African Union. Speaking through an interpreter, Toumi says those heady days of liberation have given way to a new, almost completely independent Africa.
In 1969, the call of the hour was liberation, because many an African country was not yet free, and those who were had just obtained their liberation. It was a value. Today, if I refer to the member states of the African Union, out of the 53 countries, 52 are independent, only one that is not independent. Otherwise, we would say that Africa has liberated itself.
Toumi, through an interpreter, says the festival will celebrate the revival of Africa's artistic greatness.
Africa is in full renaissance, a renaissance at full swing. This is why the slogan of the second Pan-African festival is already the African Renaissance, which we called literally in English, Africa is back.
The Algerian minister, again through an interpreter, says every African art form will be welcomed at this two-week celebration.
This fair will have both aspects, the material and the intangible, as well as the visual arts, meaning painting, sculpture, art photography, and including fashion, since there is a whole movement in Africa of creation of the fashion art, which is being developed.
AU Social Affairs Commissioner Bintz Gawanas says the Pan-African body is backing the cultural festival as a statement of Africa's resurgence.
It is part of our very, very broad mandate, and that is to create an image of Africa, an image of Africa that does not speak only of conflicts, an image of Africa that does not only speak of diseases, but an image of Africa as the cradle of humankind.
Officials say the gathering from July 5th through 20th will feature thousands of artists from Africa and the African diaspora, from wherever people of African origin may be. They say the hope is that it will become more frequently scheduled, not something that happens every 40 years. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, Addis Ababa.